Well, when a child's born, one of the first questions that people ask is it a boy or is it a girl? And if you can't answer that question definitively, if a child is born with ambiguous genitalia, then it's a major concern for the pediatricians, the parents. There are implications for that child in terms of fertility, in terms of their self-esteem, and the possibility of cancer of those of gonads down the track. So the condition that encompasses children who are born with ambiguous genitalia is called disorders of sex development, or DSD. Now, about 1 in 4,500 children are born with ambiguous genitalia every year. So it's a major concern in that regard. And currently, for those children who have an X and Y sex chromosome and would normally be born male, but because their testes don't form properly, they develop ambiguous genitalia, we can only diagnose about 20% of those children, which is a very small number. And that means they have uncertainty about their condition, their families do, and the clinicians that are managing them are essentially flying blind because they don't know the underlying diagnosis. So we've been trying to find other genes that might underscore development of the testis and in that way explain some of these patients and provide a diagnosis for that 80% that we currently don't understand. So we've teamed up with colleagues in New York, Harry Ostra, and we've looked at some large families that originally came from France, actually, where there are many members in the family who have these disorders of sex development and the children are born with ambiguous genitalia. They appear more female, although they have male XY chromosomes. So by looking at these large families, we've been able to narrow down the region on their chromosomes that might be affected. And in that way, we've pinpointed this gene, which we call MAP3K1, and we've shown that there are alterations in that gene in every member of those families. And we've also looked at some what we call sporadic cases. So these are individuals that just turn up. They're not runs of them in the family. And we've found different mutations in the same gene. So that suggests strongly that the changes we've seen in that gene affect the way the protein develops and affect the testis forming properly and cause the disorder of sex development in these patients. And the numbers we've seen probably account for another 20% of the DSD patients that we can account for. So we can provide a diagnosis for those patients that gives them and their family some comfort in knowing what the condition is. And that's empowering for them. But more importantly, that diagnosis provides guidelines for the clinician to provide the best possible and appropriate clinical management for those patients.